Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3309, and today's date is March 19th, 2024, and the title of the episode is All Three Movies Playing at the Same Time, Guardian of Pedophiles, Panic in D.C., Spygate, Justice. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, they are now digging their hole deeper and deeper and deeper. Biden just put out a video telling the people that the country is doing great. The economy is fantastic. He said our administration has turned around the economy because we focused on women. So he's sticking to the story that the economy is doing very, very well. Now, we know that the internals of the economy are completely and utterly breaking down. Inflation now is accelerating. We see high fuel costs. And as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we know that most likely we're going to see some type of market correction. And actually, Kyle Bass has come out and showed everyone, wait a minute, the government right now is using their slush fund to keep the market up right now. And their slush fund runs out around election time. Well, that should tell you everything you need to know. So once again, we can see that everything now is timed. And once again, when Trump said, listen, if he doesn't get elected, the entire system is going to fall apart. So I do believe as we approach the presidential election, we're going to see the market have a couple of hiccups. We're going to see the economic internals. They're going to start to really fall apart. And people are going to start to realize that everything that Biden has been saying is a complete and utter lie. There's a majority of people that are already thinking this. But as we go further into this year, we're going to see this all play out. Now, we're going to be talking a little bit more about the market and what the Fed is going to do in just a sec. But we could see that the American farmers, they're having a very, very difficult time. And if you go back in time, remember when Trump placed tariffs on Europe and China and he gave that money to the farmers? Well, that was for a specific reason, because he knew what the central bank, what the World Economic Forum was planning to do. They wanted to destroy the farmers. They wanted to take over the farmland because, again, if you control the creation of food, creation of currency, and the creation of energy, you control the people. So Trump, what he did was he gave the farmers money from the tariffs to actually prop them up. Now he's out of the White House. What's happening to the farmers? They are struggling. Peter Sayong put this out and said, America lost 140,000 farms in the past 5 years alone. 2,500 per month, rising costs, falling prices, and endless green regulation is depopulating rural America, turning the Corn Belt into another Rust Belt. And yes, this is part of the World Economic Forum, the central bank, and the deep state's plan is to put a lot of pressure on the farmers and actually take over the farms. You could see this happening out in Europe as clear as day. They're placing taxes. They're trying to have the farmers adhere to their Green New Scam. And you could see throughout Europe, the farmers are protesting. And it doesn't look like this is working out too well for the deep state players, the central bank, and the World Economic Forum. Plus, we can see that everything that they've told us about inflation, everything that they told us about the economy, well, everything is really now starting to break down. And we're starting to see inflation reaccelerate. Paul Sperry put this out and said, more bad news for Biden. On the inflation front, supercore inflation, which includes services only, no goods, but also excludes food, energy, and housing rents, rose 0.8% in January and 0.5% in February for an annualized growth rate of 8.2%. signaling inflation's re-accelerating. And that's exactly what's going on right now. Wall Street Silver put this out and said, our inflation is even more out of control than the government wants you to believe. The government statisticians regularly have been changing how they calculate inflation. Each change over the past few decades has been made to hide even more of the inflation that is actually happening. And that's exactly what's happening right now, because what they had to do is they had to manipulate the calculation for unemployment, manipulate the calculation for GDP, manipulate the calculation for inflation, because if they kept the calculation the way it was, everyone would be sitting there going, why is inflation, you know, at 15%, 17%, 18%? People would say there's a problem here, isn't there? But if you manipulate the calculation and you just say, okay, let's look at it at a yearly basis, they can say, oh, look, inflation's only 2.5. Oh, look, inflation's only 3. They never tell you that it's cumulative. And they've been doing this with all the stats because they have to. Because the private West Central Bank, the system continually breaks down over time. And I think the American people are seeing it. The young generation are definitely seeing it now. And people are having a very difficult time making ends meet. And as the economy moves down to the presidential election, you're going to see more and more people start to realize there are major, major problems. Because again, when you see inflation, when you see high fuel costs, when you're not getting the raise or you're getting laid off, you know that there's major, major problems. And why is this happening? And a lot of people, they're starting to figure it all out. And we can see that the amount of debt is accumulating very, very quickly. Wall Street Silver, again, put this out on X and said in 2007, 2008, our economy's GDP was approximately $15 trillion and our national debt was approximately $9 trillion. In 2024, our economy's GDP will be approximately $28 trillion and our national debt will exceed $35 trillion. The green line pays for the red line. How much longer do you think this can continue? Not much longer. And we could see that the fake news is already trying to build the narrative up that something might be happening down the line. Again, they're saying that everything is fine right now, but as we move forward, there might be storm clouds. This is coming from MarketWatch. U.S. economy is still sunny, but storm clouds might be moving in. And once again, we're already in a recession. We're already starting to see a lot of layoffs. Actually, Unilever is going to be laying off about 7,500 people. And we can see that this is not a good sign. And we're seeing more and more layoffs as we go down this year. And I do believe we're going to see pretty much the same thing that we saw back in 2008, 2009. Back then, we had the Republicans saying that the economy was perfect. Obama was saying there's problems. Looks like Trump flipped the script and now is using the same tactic against the D's. The D's are now saying that the economy is perfect, and Trump is now saying the economy is not doing well. So it looks like he flipped the script. And again, the Biden administration, they're going to continue this down the line. That Janet Yellen most likely is going to continue this. And I do believe the Fed is waiting for the right moment to cut the rates. Now, remember, we started out this year saying, oh, there's going to be 6 rate cuts. And then it was 4. Now we're down to 2. I do believe it's going to end up to be 1. Which is going to be right before the election to try to prop the entire thing up. Because once again, what happens when everything starts to fall apart? What happens when the internals of the economy fall apart? The only thing they have left is to try to keep the market up the best they possibly can. And this is what they've been doing this entire time. They've been trying to keep the market up and they've been using their slush fund. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But remember when Trump said, listen, if I don't get elected, this economy is going to completely implode and everything's going to fall apart. Well, he's not kidding. First of all, we know that the market will completely come down. We know that the central bank is trying to bring the entire economic system down to try to bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Scam. And we know that Biden wants to hike taxes by $7 trillion. So if the Democrats win, which they're not going to win, but let's look at what they're going to try to do. If they win and they get the Senate, they get the House, and they have the White House, they're going to increase taxes by $7 trillion over 10 years. So the House Ways and Means Committee reports that the Biden tax hike will likely exceed $7 trillion. And Biden quietly pledges to let Trump tax cuts expire. So he's not going to renew them in 2025. He's going to let them expire, sending jobs and companies overseas with higher business taxes than China. Global tax surrender allows a foreign government to take American tax dollars. Biden's proposal to raise the top rate of to 39.6% goes after small businesses owners who pay their business taxes via their individual tax return, despite his pledge not to raise taxes on small businesses, a tax on wealth you haven't even earned yet. So when he's talking about, hey, we're only going to tax those people that are making $400,000 or more, he's talking about those people that have a wealth of $400,000 or more. So if you have stock and you own a house, this is all included in your wealth. Think about that for a second. And that's what they're going to tax you on. So if you have stocks and they take a snapshot and then afterwards it goes down, you're paying taxes on gains that you haven't even collected. The same thing with your home. That's what they're really talking about. So what will happen to the economy at that point? Everything will completely and utterly fall apart. But I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they know that the deep state players, they've been using their slush funds to keep the market up. They can't control the internals of the economy because, again, how are you going to force companies to keep everyone on board when companies aren't bringing in the income? They're going to have to do something. And normally what they do is they lay off people. So they know they can't control the internals. So they're just going to have to let that go, but not report on it. And they're going to have to focus on the market. And that's what they've been doing. They've been focusing on the market because As long as the market is up, they're going to say everything is fine. If it goes up another 2,000, 5,000, 8,000 points, they're going to say, look how great the economy is doing. And yes, they'll manipulate the inflation numbers. They'll manipulate the fuel prices. They'll manipulate the unemployment numbers to make it seem like everything is fine, because that's what they do. But again, the people, they're going to experience this firsthand. So no matter what they do with those numbers and those people that are working or being laid off, those people, they know what's really going on. And the only thing the central bank, the deep state players have is the market. So Kyle Bass, he discovered something very, very interesting. He said the Fed and the Treasury have been using their slush funds to inject enormous liquidity into U.S. markets since mid-2023. The Fed has another $400 billion to inject between now and the election. It's purely a coincidence, right? The Fed's ONRRP will be drained by Election Day. They don't know the difference between the economy and severe inflation. The market has reacted perfectly to the injection of almost $2 trillion of liquidity since 2023. So what happens as we approach the presidential election? They need to continually pump this money in. So around the presidential election, what's going to happen? Most likely, the market is going to have a correction because the slush fund is going to be all dried up. They won't have anything left. The Fed is going to cut the rate, probably one time, to try to boost the market, which is going to actually destroy everything. So once again, during this period of time, when Trump is telling everyone that the economy is not doing well, I do believe he's going to start to come out and really push this probably in the summer months as we approach September, October, we're going to see a number of hiccups in the market. And I wouldn't be surprised if the market comes down and they pump it back up. And that's what we're going to see. We're going to see a dead cat bounce, but they won't be able to, they won't have enough to continually fund it. And probably right before the election, everything will probably start to fall apart. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to do this and they're going to use this to their advantage, because once the people see the market completely implode on itself and all of a sudden companies start to do mass layoffs, because this is what we saw in 2008, 2009. I mean, we're starting to see the same exact thing. What do you think the people are going to do? They're going to say, well, wait a minute. This guy's been telling us the economy is great and now everything's just falling apart. This makes no sense whatsoever. So do you think the people are going to be with Joe Biden, or do you think they're going to be with Trump? And even if Joe Biden's not running and they bring someone else in to run and they remove him, are you going to believe the administration? No, you're not going to believe them. The people of this country aren't going to believe them, which means they're going to be in a very, very difficult position. Now, add on top of that, war. What happens if we see chaos? What happens if we see events in this country? Put all of this together, what do you see? You see a complete and utter disaster, not for Trump, but for the D's. Because now, since the people are awake, people see what's going on, they're going to start to put it all together. And especially with the economy failing, this is what everyone has in common. Doesn't matter if you're Republican or Democrat, independent, makes no difference. Doesn't matter what race you are. When you're not earning money, when you're laid off from your job, you can't pay your rent, you can't pay your mortgage, your car payment, your car insurance, your electric bill. Doesn't matter if you're a nice guy, you just want solutions. You want someone to say, we have a plan to actually fix this. And you have to remember, the people have been listening to a person who's been telling them that everything is great. So again, what do you think the people are going to do? You think the people are going to say, well, you know what? We want the Biden administration. They're great. You know why? They lied to us all this time, and now everything fell apart. I have no job. My electric has been turned off. I can't pay for anything, so I still want the D's. No, the people are going to say, you know something? I don't believe them anymore. I don't believe anything that they're saying. And even though I never wanted to vote for Trump, I didn't want to vote for Trump, the people are going to say, you know something? What he's saying makes sense. He's a businessman. He's dealt with problems like this before in his corporations. When has Biden ever dealt with anything like this? Actually, when has anyone in the government ever dealt with anything like this? Never. So who has more experience in dealing with this? And I do believe at this point, the people are going to reach the economic precipice. And that's not the only precipice they're going to hit. They're going to hit the precipice of war, the precipice of chaos, And in the end, you're going to see the people do something that you probably never thought they would ever do. They were going to move away from the D party. And this is going to destroy everything the deep state, the central bank, the World Economic Forum has planned. Because remember, their plan is to destroy the economy and convince everyone they have a better solution. Their better solution is what? The Green New Scam, the central bank digital currency, and total control over the people. Do you think anyone's going to go along with this? Absolutely not. They already know Trump is saying we're not going with the central bank digital currency. The people already see that the Green New Scam is destroying the economy of Germany, destroying the economy of California, and people are no longer going along with the electrical vehicles, no longer going along with the climate hoax. So what do you think the people are going to do in the end? They're not going to go along with this. This is going to be a dead end for the private Western Central Bank, the deep state players in the World Economic Forum, especially when they can't get war off the ground. Because once Trump ushers in peace, everything that they've been trying to do is completely and utterly exposed. And I do believe at this point, Trump and the Patriots will have the ability to show the people, listen, we need to move away from the private Western Central Bank. We need to move in a completely and utterly different direction. And I do believe in the end, this is exactly what's going to happen. And the people are going to go along with it because they're going to see the truth. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com. virtualshield.com/X22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/X22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from 80,000 to 200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking because if you really notice what's happening right now, all the movies are playing at the same time, and the people, they're starting to realize what's really going on. And when you really look at it, you can see guardians of the pedophiles, those individuals that are guarding their deep, dark secrets. Well, that's being exposed to the public right now. And I do believe with Haiti and everything else that we're seeing, eventually with Epstein's Black Book, I do believe we're going to see a lot more. There's panic in D.C. because they realize that Trump, he's going to win. They couldn't stop him. He's the GOP nominee. And they realize, holy crap, everything that we tried to do is not working. And the people, they are now siding with Trump. And now we have Obama, which is Spygate, FISAgate, treason, you name it. That is now coming into focus, and people are starting to learn about that. And I do believe once Jim Jordan starts to expose the Crossfire Hurricane documents, all of a sudden, you're going to see something that you haven't seen before. Now, of course, those people have been doing research and been looking at everything. They already know this, but think about the rest of the population that really knows nothing about Obama and what he's been up to and how he tried and how he did, actually, I should say, how he did spy on Trump. So in the end, when you see all these things happening, this is about exposing everything that these people have done. Because remember, if the people don't know, how then are they going to say, you know something, we can't allow this to happen? How then are they going to vote for Trump? How then are they going to say we have to take back the country? If they don't know who's treasonous, they don't know what the criminal syndicate is, they don't know who the pedophiles are, if they don't know any of this, how in the world are they going to make a logical decision during the election? They won't be able to. So this is why we see all of this information coming out. And I do believe this is why Trump and the Patriots made sure that there were MAGA patriots in the House to expose all of this. Because remember, if the D's controlled the House, nobody would be seeing any of this. Remember, if the deep state was truly in control, none of this information would be out there. It would be hidden. Nobody would know about Joe Biden's shell companies. No one would know about Hunter Biden and how Joe Biden was working with him to launder money and deal with foreign governments. No one would see, hey, look, they blackmail people. January 6th was a gigantic hoax. They're the ones who had the insurrection. No one would know about Obama, which is now coming up, that, yes, he spied on Trump. He orchestrated the whole thing. He was behind the 16-year plan. He orchestrated the whole thing, and he's continually doing this. No one would know any of these things. And remember, to bring the people into the fold, you just can't dump all this information on them. You got to bring it up slowly. And I do believe in the end, with all this information coming out, in the end, the people will say, yes, we need to have justice. And I do believe the rule of law is going to return to the land, because what are the people seeing? They're seeing a two-tier justice system. They're seeing what they're doing to Trump. If they can do that to Trump, what do you think they're going to do to the rest of the people? Because remember, they're following their 16-year plan. Trump and the Patriots, they're not interfering with the enemy. Why interfere with the enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves? You don't. You let the people see it. You let the people make their decision. Remember, Trump, he's creating the counterinsurgency. And the people, they're part of it. And it has to be the people that take back this country. Because the Constitution is based on we, the people. So I do believe the plan is working. And yes, we're going to see crazy things. Yes, it's going to get darker. But think about it. It's going to wake up a lot of people, especially the D's. Yes, there might be a lot of Republicans are awake, but do they know everything? No. There's a lot of independents that are awake, but do they know everything? Do they know how treasonous Obama has been? How he's been working with foreign governments to destroy this country with his insurgency? No, they don't. They have no knowledge of that whatsoever. They might have heard certain things, but again, I do believe the proof is going to be coming out. And they've already started this. And you can see Obama, he's been traveling around talking to certain individuals. And I do believe that this is part of it. Because he's panicking, because now information is going to be coming out and he's talking to the elites. And most likely they're formulating a plan. Remember, how do they cover up their crimes? How do they cover up everything that they have done? They use distractions. So I do believe most likely they're planning for a major distraction, which I think we already knew that they were going to do this in the end no matter what. Because again, they rather have war, they rather kill millions of people than actually have the people see their crimes. So I do believe as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, we're going to see more and more chaos. And you can see they've been ramping up the gun control and they're already now arming the illegals in this country. Think about the 16-year plan. They wanted to take the weapons away from the people and they wanted their foot soldiers to have the weapons. Think about that for a second. Most of these illegals, they're not going to get their weapons legally. They're going to get it on the black market. But what they're doing is they're making it easier for the illegals to get the weapons. We'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, you could see the fake news. Well, they do what they do best. They are the fake news. And what's very interesting, when it comes to the left and the left commits a crime or does something, they always like to blur out their faces saying, hey, listen, we blur out the faces of suspects that are under 18, even killers. But when it comes to the right, what do? They show the children. They show the teenagers that are under 18. They have no problem doing it. And Wokeness put this out and said, the media, we blur the faces of suspects that are under 18, even killers. And when you look, yeah, they're blurring out the left, those individuals that commit crimes. But on the right, when you see the Covington Catholic school kid and you see the other kid that was at the Chiefs game where he painted his face, they didn't blur out their faces. Not at all. They showed them, no problem. So again, you could see the fake news, and Trump said it from the very, very beginning. They are the enemy of the people. Why? Because they work with the criminal syndicate. That is why. They are the bullhorn for the criminal syndicate, but they're losing their power big time. They don't have the pull that they used to have. Actually, it has declined so much, they can barely keep a hoax going more than a couple of minutes today. That's how bad it has gotten for them. And it's going to get a lot worse, especially as the MAGA Patriots expose everything that they're doing. Remember, this is about educating the people in this country. Because remember, the people thought, ooh, the Obama administration, there were no scandals. Joe Biden, look at this. He's been in politics for a very long time. Upstanding citizen. Look at his taxes. He's perfect. Now people are starting to realize, wait a minute. He showed us the taxes that he wanted to show us, but he left out the 20 shell companies. He left out the money laundering. He left out the collusion with foreign governments. He left all of that out and he lied to the people. Plus, he kept classified documents in multiple locations, lied to the people again, and then actually dictated the classified information to his ghostwriter. I mean, really think about this for a second. What do you think is going to happen to Obama because he's on deck? You think the people are going to learn a lot? Oh, I do believe so. But look, there are people that are continually testifying against Biden. And right now, the Oversight Committee, they released the transcript of Eric Sherwin, a Hunter Biden business associate who also was the bookkeeper for then Vice President Joe Biden. And here are the key takeaways for this. Eric Sherwin's testimony reveals Joe Biden's claim there was an absolute wall between his government duties and his family's business is false. Joe Biden's claim he had no interactions with his son associate is false. Sherwin admitted to having access to Joe Biden's checking account and corporate account through the end of 2017, but never saw any loans made out to his brother and sister-in-law, James and Sarah Biden. Sherwin oddly said that a grandchild may have put money in Joe Biden's checking account. Sherwin had no visibility on key foreign payments to the Bidens. During his interview, Eric Sherwin stated he prepared financial documents and bookkeeping tasks for then Vice President Biden. Joe Biden did not pay Sherwin for his professional services, which included paying bills, tax preparation, and financial disclosures. Then VP Biden and his staff often met with Eric Sherwin at the White House regarding bills and financial matters, and Eric Sherwin would help with guest lists for events at Vice President Biden's Naval Observatory residence. While providing free financial services to VP Biden, Sherwin was appointed to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad in 2015, the same commission that Dem donor Elizabeth Naftali was appointed to after buying Hunter Biden's art. So that's very interesting. And then Eric Sherwin confirms that Joe Biden used RobinWare456 email alias while serving as vice president. So there's confirmation all over the place. And the people, they're learning, they're understanding. And what's very interesting is that we could see the House Oversight Committee, they haven't brought any charges against Hunter Biden. Remember, he said he was going to testify in a public hearing. He backed out of that. And I think at this point in time, the Oversight Committee, maybe they'll give Hunter Biden one more chance, what it looks like they're doing. If he skips again, they should bring a criminal referral, just like they did with the Trump administration. So James Comer, he's floating the possibility of criminal referrals if Hunter Biden skips public hearing. Now, once again, yes, they can bring criminal referrals, but again, who's going to actually do anything about it? Not many people, because remember, it's the criminal syndicate. And I think James Comer knows this, and he knows that nothing's going to happen because, again, you're in D.C., you're in the belly of the beast, so not much can happen when the criminal syndicate controls everything. But what's very interesting is that Trump, during his rally, he used the word bloodbath. And he knew that the fake news, the corrupt politicians, they use bloodbath over and over and over. And it looks like he did this on purpose. Number one, to call attention to what's happening here in the United States. It's a bloodbath under Joe Biden. Number two, I do believe he's pushing the deep state down a certain path and having them set the narrative for what's coming for the 2024 election. Because again, they're now using the idea that Trump is going to incite violence during the 2024 election. I do believe he has now set them up for all of this. But when you look at what Biden has been doing, what are the people noticing? They're noticing the actual bloodbath, and that's coming from the D's. It's coming from the treasonous people that are in D.C. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, you know what the real bloodbath is? It's illegals invading our country and committing murder. Remember their names, Lakin Riley, Christopher Gadd, Elizabeth Medina, Melissa and Riordan Powell, David Hattrick, Cindy Golding, Cheston Edwards, Deborah Brandau, Nazareth Tamer Clara. So, and the list goes on. There's many, many more names. So people now, they see the bloodbath. And actually Dan Scavino, he put out a video and it shows Biden's border bloodbath. So Trump, he turned this around, he flipped the script on them, and he's using this against them. And the people of this country, they're seeing the actual bloodbath that that Biden has caused. And is this helping Biden? Is it helping the D's? No. This is Trump's campaign that you're witnessing. He allowed the enemy to do what they do best. He didn't interfere with them because he knew to get the people, all he needed to do was allow the enemy to open the borders, crash the economy, infiltrate the schools, have it all exposed, try to bring us to war. Once the people see this, Trump just had to do the opposite. And he would say, listen, you like the open borders or do you want me to shut it down? Oh, do you like the economy crashing or would you like me to improve it where you have a job, inflation is very, very low, unemployment is very, very low, and the economy is doing well and you have more money in your pockets. See, Trump is using all these issues against them. And this is his major campaign. And even when you look at the indictments, he's using this against them. Look, they're attacking a political opponent. Look at the two-tier justice system. I'm the victim. If they're doing this to me, can you imagine what they're going to do to you? And people, they're seeing it. They understand it. And Trump's winning the hearts and mind of the people. And the people are watching this. They're looking at the issues and Trump is giving solutions to what's going on. Biden can't give solutions. He caused all of this. And I think the people recognize this. And if you start to look at the polls, the people have no problem calling these individuals that are coming over the border illegally, illegals. No one's calling them newcomers except for the deep state players. The people of this country are saying no. They are criminal invaders. They're illegally in this country. Rasmussen Reports did a poll and it says 62% okay with illegal to describe border crossers. Joe Biden has expressed regret for calling Venezuela-born murderer suspect illegal, but most voters think that's what such foreign lawbreakers should be called. And yes, that's what they should be called. Actually, they should be criminal invaders because most of these individuals, they are not here to make the country better. They're not here to make a living. They're here to destroy the country. And that's why the deep state players are bringing all these people in. But you have to know that the deep state players, they're going to have to basically control the flow of information. This is why we have Klaus Schwab at the World Economic Forum talking about misinformation, disinformation. That was the big subject there. How can we get the people back on our side? Because we're losing the people. The people are believing all this other stuff that's true. We need to give them lies. And how do we get them to believe the lies? Well, once the people are awake, it's very, very difficult to actually have the people believe the lies again. So what are they doing? They're taking this to the next level. What you're going to see with all these laws out in Europe, instead of just censoring people, they're going to be arresting people. We already saw it in Germany, where a schoolgirl decided to speak out, put out a little video of using the Smurfs, and they came in and they took her. They arrested her. The same thing's going to happen in other countries. We'll be talking about that in just a sec. But here in the United States, we know that there's a case going on with the Supreme Court, Murphy versus Missouri, and Rand Paul says this is the most consequential free speech case in U.S. history. This isn't just about social media companies. It's a critical examination of government overreach, the Biden administration and FBI's efforts to influence big tech into silencing dissent tramples on the First Amendment. Our focus must be on preventing government censorship, not compelling private entities to act as censors. This case could redefine our free speech. But again, the people, they have the right to speak freely. The government doesn't have the right to censor because let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below, because every sign up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before signups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and MyDigitalMoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. The contract that they swore allegiance to, where they took the oath, says you can't violate the people's rights, and there are consequences if you do. So I don't see the Supreme Court ruling in any other way except for the Constitution, just like they ruled in Trump's favor with the ballot 9-0, because the government has no right to say, I don't like what you're saying, because I have the truth and what you're saying is not the truth. Well, that's their opinion. But again, nobody cares what the government's opinion is. It doesn't affect the people, because they're not allowed to say what we can or cannot say, even if it's misinformation or disinformation. So once again, the government is overreaching, as they're overreaching with everything. But again, what's going to happen, and we can see this happening out in Europe first, because remember, they don't have a constitution like the United States. Remember, we're born with these rights. So instead of just censoring, what they're going to do is they're going to take it to the next step. They're going to start to arrest people. And we've seen this going back in history. And Wokeness put this out and said, beginning next month in Scotland, it will be a crime to speak, post, and insult if it causes someone else to have hateful views. That includes any insult that might end up stirring up hatred against illegal aliens. Under this law, a negative comment about illegal immigration could be a crime, which means they're going to fine and they're going to arrest people. What do you think Canada is doing? Remember, what they do, and I'm talking about the central bank, the World Economic Forum, and the deep state players, they push their agendas in all these different countries, Australia, New Zealand, UK, Germany, France, Canada, because their constitutions are not like the United States. Think about COVID and the vaccine passport. They push their draconian measures in all of these different areas first, and then they try to push it here in the United States. They're doing the same thing with free speech. They want people arrested. They don't want people countering their narrative. And if you're going to counter their narrative, well, we can't have you on these platforms. It's not enough just to censor you. We have to make an example of you so other people don't do it. So this is what they're really going to do. And you can see this is what they're pushing. Because when you're losing, this is what a tyrannical government does, and all tyrannical governments throughout the world. This is what they do. Go back in history. When people were going up against their narrative and people were fighting back, what did they do? They arrested people. They threw them away. They put them in prison, never to be seen again. What do you think is happening right now? Look at Navarro. They are throwing him in prison. He's a political prisoner. He's a hostage, just like everyone else from January 6th. This is what they do. But I do believe the people now, they're going to see other information. They're going to see other things that the deep state has been doing. They've seen Joe Biden. They've seen his treasonous crimes. They've seen him lie. And now it's branching off, and people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, there's a whole pedophilia, human trafficking, child trafficking network that has been going on right under our nose. And yes, I do believe that's what's happening out in Haiti right now. All the violence. Because remember, think about Biden, think about the UN. They lost control of Haiti, and they're trying to regain control. And the people of Haiti, and yes, they're gang members, yes, they have taken control. Yes, it might be chaos right now, but it means the deep state players, they're no longer in control. They're trying to get back in control, but it's not working. And the violence in Haiti continues to rage. The country now is divided between political players jockeying for unelected political power in the transition council that was proposed by the Caribbean regional leaders and the gang rebels that control as much as 80% of the capital. A lot of the action seems to concentrate around former police officers and gang rebel leader Jimmy Charizier, also known as Barbecue. And after Barbecue called for a revolution against the Haitian elite and threatened politicians that participated in the transition council, the Haitian police recognized itself and attacked the gang with big operation on his controlled territory. Barbecue rejected foreign solutions for an electoral roadmap with a path to peace. And right now, you can see the United Nations, the U.S. and other countries, they're panicking over this because they have lost control of Haiti. And it looks like they're going to have a civil war. And they want full power there, which means they're going to be exposing what the deep state has been doing there. And I do believe people are going to learn quite a bit. But the other thing that's very interesting is that the Dominican Republic, they built a 12-foot-tall border wall to protect them from gangs and crime. So they're on the border with Haiti. They built a wall to keep out people. It's amazing how Ukraine, Jordan, and many other countries, they're able to build a wall. But here in the United States, they tell us walls don't work, except all the D's, they have walls around their houses. That's very interesting. But again, why are we seeing all this? Because I do believe this is the introduction into what they've been doing with the children. Child trafficking, pedophilia. Remember, you can't dump this on the people because most of the people would pop. They wouldn't be able to accept this. But if you drip the information out and you show the people what's been going on in these different areas, people then would accept it a little bit at a time. Post 3125, March 20th, 2019. The attempted coup treason opens the public door to more serious crimes. The pill must be easy to swallow. The lead-in. The public must be prepared for what is about to come. The Clinton Foundation. What were they doing in Haiti? Think about it. Julian's Rum put this out and said, the global elite's entire power structure is a pedo blackmail system. If that falls apart, they fall apart. And he's absolutely true. And remember, go back in time. Trump put this out on his Twitter feed. Got to do something about these missing children grabbed by the perverts. Too many incidents. Fast trial, death penalty. Did he know? Absolutely. And think about all the people that Biden has been bringing into his administration. This is his pedophilia network. Not his personally. It's the deep state's network. Remember, their entire system is made up on blackmail and bribes. They find these people that have fetishes. They find the pedophiles and they bribe and they blackmail them and then they can control them. And think about all the people that he brought into his administration. Most of these people have major, major problems. Andy Ngo put this out and said, a drag queen, LGBTQ star who was invited to the White House is now being accused of sex crimes by four young men. An additional accuser has sued Shangela for rape, but that case was settled out of court. So again, look who he's bringing in, look who's in his administration, and look who he's propping up, because he needs to keep these people in line. Remember, this is their entire system. Let's go back to post 29, November 1st, 2017. Down below it says the pedo networks are being dismantled. The child abductions of satanic rituals, i.e. Haiti and other third world countries, are paused, not terminated, until players in custody. It's amazing how all of a sudden we had an overthrow of the government there by the people, and they don't want Biden to get involved with anything. That's very interesting. Then we go to post 4904. It shows movie posters. The first one is Guardians of the Pedophile, then Panic in D.C., and then Pfizergate with Obama, and we have Comey, we have Hillary Clinton. And down below it says, all three movies playing simultaneously. Do you find it interesting that everything discussed in the past is somehow making news of late? And I do believe this is going to continue down the line. And yes, this is about exposing it all, because once you rip this apart and once it's exposed, their entire system comes crumbling down. Their house of cards comes crashing down. And the first part was to actually show the fake news, which Trump did. And then show who the liars are, the criminals are, and show what they've been doing. And that was Biden. And now we're going to get into Obama, we're going to get into Hillary, and we're going to see a lot more. And during this period of time, people have been seeing the grooming, that people have been seeing the infiltration. It's all building right now. And people, it's much, much easier for them to accept it because they've been seeing it play out. They see it in their schools, they see it in colleges, they see it everywhere. And once the people know, it's game over for all of these people. But you can see the people that they bring in, they don't like this country. They don't like the Constitution. And they would really like everything just completely destroyed. James O'Keefe went undercover and he interviewed the associate director in the office of the Secretary of Defense. And he says, why not? And this is what the associate director said. Why not just have an open border? Tear down the wall. I think we should repeal the Second Amendment and take the guns all away, says Jason Beck, who has a classified security clearance and works for the Department of Defense. So basically, this is how they think, and this is why they have these people in there. Remember, it's the swamp. You don't bring in the people that fight for the Constitution. If you're going to bring people into the criminal syndicate, you bring in people that hate the Constitution, that want to destroy this country. And that's why you see what we see today. And you can see that Hollywood is part of this. Hollywood wants gun control. Because again, who controls Hollywood? The deep state players as part of the criminal syndicate. So now we have Hollywood and the Brady campaign. They're going to prevent gun violence by teaming up with CBS SWAT to include gun control messages during the show. So really think about this now, what they're trying to do. Because remember, as we get closer and closer to the presidential election, what do they got to do? They got to really push gun control, and they actually have to give the weapons to the illegals that are coming in. So we have the U.S. District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman, appointed by Barack Obama, ruled that an illegal immigrant has the right to bear arms under the Second Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. This ruling came about in the case of Heriberto Flores, who faced charges under 18 U.S.C. Section 922 G5, a federal statute that prohibits non-citizens without legal status in the U.S. from possessing in or affecting commerce any firearm or ammunition, or to receive any firearm or ammunition which has been shipped or transported in interstate or foreign commerce. So basically, she has now ruled that the criminal invaders coming into this country, some are human traffickers, child traffickers, criminals, terrorists, they're allowed to get weapons. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gadget gadget that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1, and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech giants, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. That's interesting. But those on X, they had something to say about this. The Patriot Voice wrote, "I want to read that again slowly and tell me how we are not being set up for some serious action on our own soil with armed foreign invaders. This is a communist ruling which is sure to purposely embolden criminals that are coming over our border by the millions." Another user commented, "I don't want to hear one more liberal crying about guns and banning them. Not after the illegal army Biden brought in just got the go sign to get locked and loaded. Whatever your view on guns is, you can't possibly think this will end any way other than bad." Another said, "I'm a federal felon, and I find it ludicrous that I don't have a Second Amendment anymore, but someone who breaks federal immigration law gets to have a Second Amendment." So these people aren't citizens. They're in this country illegally. They're not vetted. And when you put them through this system, what is this going to spit out? Nothing. Even if they were murderers in another country. And most of these people, first of all, they're not going to go through the legal channels. They'll get it other ways. But those other people, they're going to get their weapons. And they're really here illegally. They broke a law. And why do they want them armed? Because this is part of the 16-year plan. The 16-year plan was to disarm the American people and allow the illegals to be armed. So what they wanted to do is they wanted to confiscate all the weapons from the people, but they were going to allow the illegals coming in this country to have weapons. Why? Because these are their foot soldiers. That's why. And now I think it's becoming clearer and clearer to people what this 16-year plan really is and what they are planning to do. It's an insurgency, and you have to arm your insurgents. And remember, they didn't take the people's guns away. Now, I'm not calling for violence because the people of this country are not going to go out with their guns and shoot people. But we know the deep state players, they will try to do us harm. Because look what they did in 2020. They murdered people. They looted. They burned buildings down. And the deep state loved it. The fake news loved the violence. They're the ones who committed the violence, not the patriots of this country. It's like going back to the Revolutionary War. Do you really think the colonists were burning down their towns? Do you really think the colonists were looting their own businesses? No. It was who? The tyrannical government. They came in and they looted, they pillaged, and they killed. What do you think is happening now? A tyrannical government with their foot soldiers are coming into the neighborhoods of the American citizen, and they're looting, they're burning, and they're killing. You see similarities? I do. And I do believe they're going to build this up, and you're going to see more and more violence as we approach the presidential election. Because again, they're going to have to ramp everything up right now because the presidential election is approaching. They weren't able to get the weapons away, so the only thing they can do is arm the illegals, which means what are they trying to push? A civil war. Why do you think they're releasing a movie called Civil War in April? Because they're trying to tell you everything they're about to do. Now, do I think there's going to be a civil war? No, I don't think so. I think the people aren't going to go along with this. Will they defend themselves? Of course they will. Will they defend their homes? Will they defend their families? Of course they will. But who's going to be doing the attacking? It's most likely going to be the deep state players. And if you have millions and millions of people causing chaos, well, can the local law enforcement handle this? No. I do believe this is going to have to go to the next level, and that will be the military, because you have an illegal invading force in this country now with weapons. Who has to get involved in all of this? I do believe it's going to be the military. Yes, they're going to have to be called out because they just can't sit idly by and watch the country be destroyed by an invading force. Think about it for a sec. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they're leading the deep state down this path, so it makes it a lot easier to round these people up. And when the people see this, what do you think they're going to do at the polls? You think they're going to vote for Biden, who just had all the illegals causing havoc? No. They're going to vote, or maybe Michelle Obama, they're going to vote for Trump, who's saying this has to be stopped. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see Bolsonaro is like the Brazilian Trump. They are continually going after him, and now he's being indicted, very similar. Trump is being indicted multiple times. He's being indicted over allegedly falsification of his own COVID vaccination data. Now, Bolsonaro has always said that he wasn't vaccinated. So why would he have to falsify this? This makes no sense. But you can see what they're trying to do. They're going after him, just like they're going after Peter Navarro. And John Roberts, he decided to keep Peter Navarro in jail. Peter Navarro responded and said, "One of the three Dem judges was on both the panel that received my appeal and the panel that ruled on the appeal. The odds of this are less than 1%. And you can see they're making an example of Peter Navarro. He had executive privilege. And again, they're doing this on purpose because, again, what does a tyrannical government do? They imprison their political opponents. They indict their political opponents. They go after their political opponents. And this is exactly what you're seeing right now. And right now, we're seeing there's a lot of pressure on Trump because what is the deep state doing? They're using these ridiculous trials where there's no victim whatsoever, and they're making him pay an enormous amount of money, which violates the Eighth Amendment. Charlie Kirk put this out and said, "Trump's business consistently turned a profit. They consistently repaid the loans. Now a hugely successful business is on the brink of no longer existing thanks to the calculated political attack from Stanislaus goon Letitia James. But there's a bigger story here. While New York liberals gloat about Trump's difficulty posting a $500 million bond, they are destroying the core pieces of the state's previous prosperity. New York lost more than 101,000 people last year. Since 2020, it has lost more than 600,000. At first, they were fleeing lockdowns. Now, they're fleeing taxes, urban decay, tyranny. Governor Kathy Hochul is begging businesses not to move to other, better states to avoid New York's political reprisals. She promises that this is the only business New York will destroy over politics. She knows this looks like pure political retribution. But why would anyone be dumb enough to believe her? New York is a failed state. And what's very interesting about Trump's bond is that the bond issuers, they can't even issue this bond because they don't want buildings as collateral. They want cash. And they'd never issued a bond this high. It's completely and utterly ridiculous. And we could see that this is causing a major, major problem. And you really have to think about it. Why do you have to put up money if you want to appeal? Why do you have to put up the whole amount? This goes against the Constitution and everything. But again, it is New York. Mark Levin put this out and he says, why are there no Republican multi-billionaires offering to lend Trump the funds to file his appeal in the outrageous case in New York State? Are none of them liquid enough to help or join with others to help? This is an outrage. Now, I do believe we're going to have to see how this plays out. And since Trump has been taking every single sling, arrow, I do believe the people might have to step up and help Trump out in a way that they all can. And really think about it. Go back to the 2020 election. Let's just use the number of 70 million people that voted for Trump. If 70 million people gave $7, Trump would have enough to appeal it. And the people would help the president that's been fighting for him. But let's see how this plays out. And if we have to go down that path, then I think the people need to step up. Because think about it. He's been hit with everything. He keeps saying, I'm in the way. I'm taking every sling, every arrow, and I'm taking it for the people. So if he's taking all of that, you know, for the people, and the people, they don't want Biden, they want to take the country back, I think it's the people's responsibility to show the deep state players, well, we're going to support Trump, and it's not going to come from a couple of billionaires. It's going to come from we the people. And all we have to do is give $7, and actually he can have his appeal, and we can then destroy the deep state, because once he has his appeal, it's going to show that this whole case is BS. But let's see how this plays out and let's see where this goes. But Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. Judge Engoron actually wants me to put up hundreds of millions of dollars for the right to appeal this ridiculous decision. In other words, he is trying to take my appellate rights away from me when I have already won at the appellate division. But he refuses to accept their already made decision. Nobody has ever heard of anything like this before. I would be forced to mortgage or sell great assets, perhaps at fire sale prices. And if and when I win the appeal, they would be gone. Does that make any sense? Witch hunt, election interference. Then he put this out. The corrupt political hacks in New York, judge and AG, are asking me to put up massive amounts of money before I am allowed to appeal this ridiculous decision. Never done before, no jury, no victim, full disclaimer clause, happy banks, election interference, witch hunt. And then he said, I shouldn't have to put up any money, being forced by the corrupt judge and AG until the end of the appeal. That's the way the system works. And yes, this is completely unconstitutional. And when you look at the Eighth Amendment, it is a violation of the Eighth Amendment, but they know how this game works. It will take time for Trump to actually go up against this. And by that time, everything else will be sold off and he wouldn't be able to get it back. Mike Davis put this out and said, Biden, his White House counsel staff, Jay Bratt, Jack Smith, Matthew, Alvin Bragg, Fani Willis, Nathan Wade, Tish James, and others are running a criminal conspiracy to politicize and weaponize our justice system against political opponents, interfere in the election, and violate Trump's civil rights. There must be a serious legal, political, and financial reckoning after Trump's back in the White House on January 20th, 2025. And he's absolutely right. And Trump said, if I weren't running for president and leading by a lot, none of this legal lawfare would be happening. election interference, MAGA. And I think people now can see the election interference. It's very, very clear. And with everything that they're doing right now, there are no victims. And that's key, because if you don't have a victim, how are you bringing a case? If the banks are happy, Trump's happy, everyone made money, how do you have a hearing? It makes no sense. And I think the business people of New York, the people of this country, they see it very, very clearly. So with Fannie Willis, we can see Trump now is fighting back. Remember, the judge, he knew that they were completely unethical. But again, the judge donated to Fannie Willis, her campaign, and he had to make it look good, saying, oh, you know what? Okay, let's get rid of Wade and you can stay, Fannie, because of course they have to continue the case because that's what the deep state is saying. But it looks like Trump's lawyers are asking for an appellate review of Judge McAfee's decision against Fannie Willis. Technofog noted, Judge McAfee rules that only one potential liar can prosecute the case, but not both potential liars. Instead of curing the appearance of impropriety, it allows it to continue. If Nathan Wade goes, why can Fannie Willis stay? McAfee doesn't give an answer. And that is true. So Trump and seven co-defendants collectively accused of RICO conspiracy today asked McAfee to issue a certificate of immediate review of his order denying disqualification of Fannie Willis. Their certificate, if issued, would allow defendants to seek an immediate appeal of the order because in order for Trump to appeal the order denying disqualification prior to trial, the defendants must obtain a certificate of immediate review within 10 days from the date of the order. Trump's lawyers ask for that certificate. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very interesting. And the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he is now suing George Stephanopoulos for defamation over the Nancy Mace interview because, again, George Stephanopoulos continually said that Trump raped E. Jean Carroll. Now, remember, these were not criminal trials, and there was no ruling that said he raped E. Jean Carroll. So once again, Stephanopoulos is actually putting out misinformation and disinformation. And now we can see that Trump is going after him, saying, yeah, I've been defamed. And he does have a case there. And the victim is Trump. That's interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the Michigan attorney, Stephanie Lambert, she was arrested in D.C. following a court hearing after she gave the evidence of numerous crimes to law enforcement containing internal emails from the Dominion voting systems. So Lambert is defending Patrick Byrne in this election fraud case. She saw something very interesting in the Dominion system. She gave it to law enforcement. And now AP is out there saying that she leaked information. Stephanie Lambert put this out and said, I gave the evidence to law enforcement. The discovery file from Dominion contained evidence of numerous crimes. The Constitution does not permit secret Serbians to run our election. Local clerks are to run our election, and transparency is prevented by vendors, Dominion. So she saw that there were foreign entities accessing Dominion, and they were running our elections. So she went ahead and referred this to legal authorities, which she should do. Patrick Byrne responded to this and said, my attorney, Stephanie Lambert, was going through Dominion discovery documents. She signed an NDA, but she found evidence of ongoing crime and reported to law enforcement. If she found a severed head in discovery box, she had a duty to report to law enforcement too. And he's absolutely right. But you could see they're panicking and they're calling it a leak. It's not a leak. She had discovery. She found evidence of another country involved in manipulating our election, and she sent it off to law enforcement. But again, the deep state doesn't want you to do that, because what happened in 2020? Oh, that's right. The elections were rigged. And we see there's more and more evidence continually coming out. We see that the Barry County Sheriff, Dart Leafs, has made a bold move by sending a letter to U.S. Representative Jim Jordan urging congressional investigation into what he claims as evidence of foreign interference in the 2020 election. Sheriff Leaf alleges that the electronic voting machines were accessed by foreign nationals across the United States, including Michigan, to manipulate the election results. In his letter, the sheriff details ongoing investigation and expresses concerns about the integrity of election systems both locally and nationwide. The sheriff asserts he is ready to submit critical portions of his investigation to Congress for immediate review. So now we're starting to see foreign governments interfere in our elections in the election system. So that brings us back to the question, can we have a fair election if the systems are compromised by foreign governments and the deep state players? No, we cannot, especially when we have the social media companies interfering in the election. The New York Post put this out and said, Google interfered in U.S. elections to help Democrats 41 times since 2008. Elon Musk responded to this and said, this article understates the magnitude of the problem. Google interferes to help Democrats thousands of times every election season. This is to be expected when their censorship, also known as trust and safety teams, are far left and they have far left political views. And he's absolutely right. And we can see that this information now is getting out there and more people are going to see it, which means the poll numbers of that those people that believe the elections were rigged in 2020, they're going to start to move up. And in the end, the people, they're going to agree with whatever Trump says needs to be done. Because again, once you have the people are going to go along with what needs to be done. But you can see the deep state players, they are now shifting everything. Right now, CBS, they're putting Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, back in the media election cycle. Why would they do this? Well, because their motive appears to be re-stimulating the gender vote in the election year. So they're pulling out all the stops. We have Obama. He is having surprise meetings around the world right now. He went to the UK. And remember, he used to follow Trump around. He was a shadow president. Remember, he went to China. He went to India. Every time Trump went someplace, Obama followed. He was the shadow president. And that reminds me of Post 4832, October 7th. And it says shadow president, which we've seen, shadow government, which we've seen, which is actually happening now. Information warfare, irregular warfare, color revolution, insurgency. So I do believe we're heading down this path and we're going to see this play out. And I do believe the Obamas are going to be brought into the light and people are going to see everything that they have done. And I do believe Trump needs to show the people all of this. And I do believe he's prepared to do this. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that Trump, he has ruled out choosing Vivek for vice president. Now, it's being reported that he'll be maybe in a cabinet position, but he's not going to be vice president. I do believe we need a vice president that can withstand the deep state players. Because remember, Trump has been getting hit over and over and over. He's been receiving all the slings and arrows, and he's been hit very hard. So I do believe we need someone in there that can withstand everything that Trump is withstanding. Because if you just bring in someone that never experienced all of this, I don't think it's going to work out. So if Trump, if something happens, you want someone in there that can withstand hit after hit after hit. And once Trump is finished with his presidency, you want someone to take his place where they can receive hit after hit after hit and they would stand strong. And I do believe most likely that might be Flynn. Now, there could be other candidates that they might bring in. But again, he's been hit pretty hard. And I do believe he would make a very good candidate for vice president. But let's see how this all plays out. But I do believe in the end, what we're going to see is we're going to see justice return to this country. We're going to see the rule of law return to this country. Because everyone now is seeing the two-tier justice system. They're seeing there's a set of laws for the deep state, the criminal syndicate, and there's another set of laws for everyone else. And that reminds me of Post 3181, March 25th, 2019. And it shows blind justice. So it has the statue where she's holding the sword, she's blindfolded, and she's holding the scales. And down below it says, blind justice under law will return to our republic. There is a reason why a sword is held. So she's blindfolded because justice is unbiased and should not be based on a person's appearance or other outside influences. Lady Justice holds scales to represent the impartiality of the court's decision and a sword as a symbol of the power of justice. So the sword shows authority, including the power to punish injustice. And I do believe in the end, we're going to see justice. Because again, when you have the rule of law and you have the hard facts and the world knows what these people have done, oh, in the end, you're going to have justice. And I do believe that day is approaching. And I do believe the people are going to take back the country. And the people, as they see all this play out, moving towards the presidential election, the people in the end, they will be on Trump's side. And the deep state will have nothing except their foot soldiers, which means it is game over for them. Because if you don't have the people of the country, you have nothing. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about how expensive energy is right now. Just like groceries, gas, and food, your energy bills are expected to keep hitting record highs over the coming months, too. These power bills have gotten so expensive for the average American that a record number 20 million households are now behind on their power bills. Some power companies have a shocking 13 million in uncollected bills because the average household cannot afford the rising cost of electricity today. Yet the greedy power companies show no signs of lowering costs. That's why I've been lowering my energy bill thanks to this little amazing device that I absolutely love. This little gas that plugs into a wall outlet is designed to stop your home from wasting unnecessary energy, reduce your home's electricity usage, extend the lifespan of appliances, ensure a consistent and safe flow of electricity to your home, and much more. Be sure to go to don'twastepower.com to get a 60-day risk-free trial, 65% off and free shipping included, completely complimentary with every purchase, with many other free bonuses before they sell out by going to don'twastepower.com. That's don'twastepower.com. Once again, that's don'twastepower.com. Order now. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. If you keep your money in the bank, listen up. Your savings could be at risk. The banking system is once again under extreme stress, and after last year's banking crisis, the dangers are clearer than ever. Car loans are defaulting. Credit card debt is ballooning. Commercial real estate is on the brink of collapse. These aren't just red flags. They are sounds of a financial ticking time bomb. But there is a safe and easy way to protect your financial future. Gold. Gold is outside the government's reach and safe from economic policies that jeopardize your wealth. Gold allows you to lock in today's value in the face of tomorrow's uncertainty. Don't wait for the next headline, crash, or bank run to act. Inaction could be catastrophic. Contact Noble Gold Investments today and safeguard your tomorrow. As a bonus, they'll give you a free quarter ounce gold standard coin as a thank you for opening a qualified account. Visit x22gold.com to claim your gold coin. That is x22gold.com. And remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about protecting ourselves online. A popular antivirus company has just been fined $16.5 million because its privacy software was secretly being used to sell user data for years. This antivirus software company harvested user information without their consent while tricking the users into thinking they were using the privacy-focused software. This antivirus company stole the information from users through its software and web extensions, stored it indefinitely, and sold it to over 100 third parties without the knowledge of their customers. That's why I've been protecting my data thanks to Virtual Shield 1 and absolutely love it. Thanks to Virtual Shield 1's help, my data is monitored and protected from data breaches, advertisers, tech jobs, and cyber criminals. This advanced identity theft protection suite provides 24/7 peace of mind and security. It's easy to use, helps protect your entire family, and comes with a massive insurance policy up to $1 million. Virtual Shield 1 is a must-have for anyone that cares about privacy. Be sure to use my link in the description below because every sign-up using that link gets a huge discount with a 60-day risk-free trial with unlimited bandwidth, anonymous browsing, and fast internet speeds across all your devices. Try it now before sign-ups end by going to virtualshield.com/x22. Once again, that's virtualshield.com/x22. Talk about protecting our wealth. If you think Bitcoin breaking its all-time high and closing in on 70,000 is the best crypto news, hold your horses. Bitcoin shortage is coming. The halving this coming April will severely limit the supply, while banks and investment companies are starting to offer Bitcoin ETFs, opening a new wave of Bitcoin demand. There is only one way this is going. Bitcoin is going to go up, and mydigitalmoney.com is here for it. CEO of Bitwise, a wealth management company, said they are changing their Bitcoin 2024 price forecast from $80,000 to $200,000. If you want to take advantage of potential gains, avoid possible Bitcoin supply shortages, invest now. Invest in Bitcoin with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can open a crypto IRA or a standard trading account. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results.